is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello. And welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned, but boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, and welcome back to Millennial Mama. As a new mom, our first year is very special. We experience a range of emotional moments, celebrate monthly birthdays, and get excited with baby milestones. But my guest today had an altogether different experience. Let me welcome Bhumika Nasta, a breast cancer survivor and a brave mama who has smiled through her cancer treatment and is now sharing with us how something so momentous has altered her motherhood journey for the better. Hi, Bhumika. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know it's really early in the morning there and you have agreed to do this, so thanks a lot.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Bhumika, I have been family friends, and I actually read about your story on a Facebook post a while ago, and since then I have kept up with your story and your articles, and you know, I have read through your writings as well. And but I knew when I was doing this podcast, I really wanted to have you on board because not many people talk about what you have been through, you know. And as a new mom, I can just, because I was a mom a couple of months after you, so I can only imagine what you must have gone through. So why don't you start by taking us through your story?
Sure. Yeah. So I actually became a mother in September 2018.
Okay.
And same like you, first time mom to a baby girl, yeah. Same like you again.
Yeah.
And in December 2018, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I'm not going to go through major of the medical terms because it's a little difficult to explain. But what I did have was what they call as triple negative breast cancer, which basically means there were no hormonal, there was no hormones that were present in the whole cancer kind of setup, in the whole tumor setup.
Okay.
Triple negative happens to be one of the most aggressive forms of breast cancer. And okay. Yeah, so I spent the entire 2018 and 2019, you know, in various forms of treatment. I did chemotherapy, I did radiation, I had a lumpectomy, and I'm currently on remission, but I'm still on treatment because there's a whole host of, you know, post-cancer treatment that you need to go through also, you know.
Wow, yeah.
So that's basically what's been my journey My journey in motherhood, in fact, has been a lot of this.
Yeah, I can just imagine when you're saying that, you know, because as a new mom, I was like overwhelmed and clueless. And, you know, when Alaya like used to smile, that was a milestone for me and I used to celebrate it. But you have spent your entire motherhood journey dealing with such a tough crisis, you know. Did you feel resentful or angry?
Yes. I had a lot of moments and I still do, you know, have a lot of moments where there was a lot of regret over things that I couldn't, you know, accomplish or do, you know, because as a mother or as a parent, you know, you're given this very, very wholesome kind of a picture, you know, of the kind of a mother that you're supposed to be. And, you know, this is very... Yeah. Particular image that is present in the society, you know, nowadays, and especially with social media, everyone's this really wholesome and very nurturing kind of image of a mother.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, you know,
Yeah, and with me, with doing chemotherapy, you know, with having all those medications and all the side effects and everything, there were days where I couldn't even have the strength to kind of get out of bed. You know, you were just on the bed the whole day. And I couldn't breastfeed, for example. I couldn't be sitting, you know, with my child, you know, kind of engaging her.
Yeah.
Being with her. And there is a lot of those regrets that I've actually had, you know, with her. It's been a journey of actually being resentful, of being angry, of having... of being upset, of having this crazy range of emotions, which I didn't kind of associate with motherhood in general, you know.
Also, the medicines make you kind of crazy because my mom has been through it. And like I remember when she was in the medicines, they really like drive you up the wall. You know, I think one of the side effects is that it gets you irritated.
Yeah, because you're on steroids and steroids bring about a very crazy kind of rage. Which even you yourself don't understand. I mean, you can't understand why you're angry, but you're just angry, you know.
But anyway, postpartum, like, till your hormones settle down, anyway, you have these phases. Because I used to be angry and irritated, you know. So I can just imagine you have so many things going on within you. And then there's your mind telling you that there's something else you should be doing rather. So I can just imagine what it must have been like at that moment for you.
Exactly, because I never got through the whole postpartum phase. You know, they say it's another 3 or 4 months, the same, your fourth trimester is what they kind of call it out here. I never got through that because it was at the end of that I actually got diagnosed with breast cancer. So I didn't have that time to really kind of recover from the whole thing. And I actually had a C-section, you know. So recovery was a lot more difficult. And I never really truly kind of recovered from that to really feel, you know, like you're a mother. Because, you know, when you deliver a child, they say with a mother, she goes into this auto kind of zone. You know, it's like, you know, feed the child, change the diaper, put the child to sleep. You know, you're just repeating
like
that little cycle.
Yeah.
You don't really kind of get down into having those kind of feelings that, oh, I'm a mother. Yes, I love my child, you know. That takes time to develop. You know, with a father or with a grandparent, it's very, you know, instant. It wasn't that instant with me, you know. So it was difficult. It was very difficult for me to kind of comprehend that was still coming through. And then I went on to this whole journey of, you know, having these other kind of feelings and trying very hard to kind of control your temper all the time. You know, so that you don't want to be angry all the time in front of a little child, you know. It kind of affects them too, you know. Whatever you are affects them, you know. So it was crazy.
But tell me one thing, did dealing with something so life-changing, did it alter your vision as a new mom?
Yes, it did. A lot of people tell me I'm not a very typical first-time mother, in the sense that they say I'm very, very relaxed about a lot of things. It's a part of the fact that I was not present all the time you know, when she was in her formative, in her first year, I had to overlook a lot of things when it came to kind of her development in the first year. And I think that in turn has kind of led me to be a mother who's not very by the book.
I think it's really important to have that laid backness as a mother, because honestly, like, we can only control so much.
We can, you know? That's the, and I think having cancer has actually made me realize that there is only so much that is in control in your life. You cannot be in charge of everything. It's overwhelming,
yeah. You know? And it cannot be a plan sheet. Like, you cannot tick off the boxes.
It totally cannot. I mean, I always tell my mother this, you know, everybody talks about every child being different. But if every child is different, how can a mother be the same by the book? Every mother should also be, or every parent
that matter, should be different. That's really insightful. I mean, I am now thinking about it. That's really insightful. What are the lessons from your time in chemo, in therapy and all of that, that you even carry with yourself today? Like, how have you implemented it into your new routine, into your new, your second take on life?
I've learned not to be very hard on myself, not to let the pressure get to me. And in today's world, you have a lot of external pressures. So I've learned not to let that get to me at all. I've also learned to be, stop being very judgmental, and kind of be there. You know, if I see another mother on the street struggling, I would actually be the person to walk up to her and ask her if she needs help, rather than be the kind of person saying, oh, that mother doesn't know how to take care of a child. And you get that a lot. You get a lot of people who do that. You know, like, why is your child throwing a tantrum? Do you not know how to take care of your child? But little realizing that maybe the mother herself needs help, you know. So I've learned that. I've learned to stop being judgmental. We don't know where in life we are, who is standing in what point in their lives, and how they are dealing with their own lives. We don't know. So we need to kind of just be there, be helpful, be kind of be there.
Last question, Bhumika, and I promise I'll let you go.
No problem.
What inspires you to share your story with everyone? Because not many people do that. That's why I really felt so connected to you, is because you were so open about things. You know, you did not like hide it under the rug, which a lot of people do, or you did not like pretend like, oh, it's a chapter of your life and it's over. You are one of the brave warriors out there who's going forward and, you know, telling without sugarcoating it.
Right. See, when I got sick, there was this whole kind of group of people that would come up to me and either look at me in a lot of pity or they would be the kind of people who would kind of look at me and start whispering behind my back.
They really you don't know what's going on.
Exactly. Like I don't know what's going on with me, you know. Or they would just kind of ignore or pretend that something doesn't exist. Right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of get out there and tell people, because I would honestly get really frustrated about this. You know, it would irritate me to no end. And I wanted to really get out and tell people that, you know, being sick or being ill with any kind of a disease is not something that you've done wrong. I don't want people to look at me as a person who's had cancer. I want people to look at me as being so much more than that. People don't like to show that they are vulnerable. They don't like to show that they are weak. People love to show that they're strong. But people don't realize that when you're at your most vulnerable is when you're actually finding the most amount of your strength.
Thank you so much, Bhumika. Honestly, this was like such a great chat and it was so nice having you here. Once again, thank you. I know it's really early there for you.
No. The pleasure has been all mine, really. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here.
Bhumika's journey has inspired me to not take a moment for granted. I realized how important it is to have a good support system in this journey with you. And that's why my next episode will explore that. I won't reveal much, but I'll tell you this, that it will be a personal dive into my parenting ethos. So stay tuned. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.